Saturday, we are hosting our 5th annual Blood and Bone Marrow Drive in honor of our daughter, Caitlin Brown, who actually turned 16 this month. The blood drive will be held at Chancellor High School on Saturday the 12th from 10 to 4. It's important to note that this is a new location from past years. We're hosting it here at Chancellor High since Caitlin is currently a freshman there.
I can't believe Caitlin is a freshman. We started talking. She was over at, Battlefield? Was it Battlefield Elementary?
Yes, Battlefield Elementary is where we first started our blood drives. Yep, I know. It's crazy. And so she's actually a member of the Chancellor High School SCA, and they have graciously offered to host it for us this year. So Ms. Kunart, who is the Chancellor SCA sponsor, you know, they've all been really supportive and excited to get involved. So we're excited.
You have done this every year, like you say, for 5 years for a specific reason. Talk about why you've gotten involved with this.
Sure. So Caitlin has a medical condition called Diamond Black Fan Anemia. Basically, it's a rare bone marrow failure disorder. It's a lifelong disorder with no cure other than a bone marrow transplant. Caitlin requires blood transfusions every 2 to 3 weeks, which we get done down at Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU. She's actually been a patient there for almost 16 years. So, you know, our goal is to give back and help other people who require blood transfusions. You know, we just want to highlight the importance of blood donation and getting on the bone marrow registry and just, you know, spread awareness.
Well, and you've seen, Caitlin has seen, your family has seen firsthand just what blood transfusions and having blood available means to her.
Yes. We've been very fortunate because she has a common blood type that we have never been in need of blood, but there's lots of patients with DBA who have rare blood types, and sometimes when they need blood, it's not available. And, you know, especially during the winter months, you know, the Red Cross, you know, said that donations are usually down just because of the holidays and, you know, everyone gets busy. And so it's really important during the winter months to keep donations going. And January is actually National Blood Donor Month. So this is in part why we do it in January, and also because it's Caitlin's birthday month.
Well, and I can't imagine how many times she's been poked and all of that Caitlin has gone through for the 16 years.
Yeah. When, you know, she's only been transfusion dependent for 7 years now. So she does have a port, so that makes it a lot easier because, yeah, her veins just would not be able to handle that. So, she does have a port, and she receives about 36 units of blood a year. So, you know, we definitely want to give back, and, you know, we're really excited that last year we collected 80 units of blood at our blood drive, and in the past 5 years, we've actually collected over 450 units of blood. So we're really excited and hope that this year will be just as successful.
That is terrific. It's so easy to give blood. It doesn't take that much time, and you feel good after doing it.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. You know, everybody, you know, we really have a really good response, and so we're just excited that the community supports us.
So what do people know? Can they just walk up and donate, or does the Red Cross like you to sign up ahead of time?
Yeah, they do like you to sign up ahead of time just because, you know, we are fortunate that this blood drive is really popular. You can go to redcrossblood.org and search for sponsor code Caitlin, and it's C-A-I-T-L-Y-N, and you can make an appointment there. We do have maybe about 20 appointments left right now. So they will take walk-ins because some people will be deferred. So I don't want to discourage that, but appointments are highly recommended because, you know, that way we can limit wait times.
And it's about an hour to give blood. It just doesn't take that long.
Yeah, and they do have Rapid Pass now, so which you can answer a lot of those history questions ahead of time, which will help save time as well, will help save time as well. And if you, you know, if you can't donate or if you can't get an appointment, you know, we are having a bake sale, and all the money for the bake sale will go to the DBA Foundation. You know, they're dedicated to funding research in the DBA, and you know, they're really crucial in providing support to families with DBA. And then we're also going to have the Grace Auten Cancer Foundation there again to add people to the bone marrow registry. So that's something that you can do as well. They do have a new process this year, so we're really lucky that we have Alec Auten there to help us through that. The only requirement is that it's for 18 to 44 years of age only, and I know some medical conditions may impact your ability to register, but he's great and will be able to help walk us through that.
Okay. It's this Saturday at Chancellor High School. With all that Caitlin has gone through, and I'm in how has she transitioned to high school and even be to dealing with all of this in high school, because just the blood just to go get blood I'm sure gets in the way sometimes.
It does. Unfortunately, it does. You know, she's missing at least a day of school every 2 to 3 weeks. But, you know, her team has been really supportive. Her teachers have been great with, you know, catching her up. And, you know, we've been really fortunate just in all of her schools. Everyone's been really supportive. And it hasn't really impacted her, you know, that much. She's a very hard worker. She's very tough. She's very dedicated. So, you know, it's all worked out, and she loves high school. She's active in the drama club, and you know, still doing her ballet at the Academy of Ballet. So she's transitioned well.
Well, she's tough, and so are her parents. I mean, you all are to be really commended for doing this and to keeping the word out and just getting the word out and you know, hopefully getting more of us, you know, involved with giving blood, because it really isn't that hard.
Yeah. I mean, we try, and we hope that people that come, you know, find it's an easy thing and that they keep doing it, you know, as often as they can. And, you know, even though we only do this once a year, hopefully people will continue to give blood every couple months, you know, as they are able.
Again, on Saturday, give the website that people can sign up for and get this taken care of.
Sure. It's redcrossblood.org, and you search for sponsor code Caitlin, and it's CAITLYN. And again, it's at Chancellor High School this year.